Chapter 4. A Wrong Choice.
When God first made the world, it was just like heaven. There was no crying, hurting, or being afraid. There were no bad or unkind people. No one stole, lied, or killed. There was no sin of any kind. Above all, nothing ever died. The world God made was a wonderful place to live. It was the way God wanted things to be. It was perfect.
The people God created were also perfect. Only perfect people can live with a perfect God. The first man was named Adam, and his wife was called Eve. The Lord loved them and made a beautiful garden for them to enjoy. It was full of animals and birds, rivers and streams, flowers and trees. Many of the trees were loaded with tasty fruit. God allowed Adam and Eve to go anywhere they wanted and eat anything they liked, except for one thing.
God told them not to eat the fruit from one special tree. If Adam and Eve disobeyed that one rule and ate fruit from that one tree, then they would die. Not being allowed to eat from that special tree wasn't hard for Adam and Eve. There were lots and lots of fruit trees in the garden. But by obeying God, Adam and Eve showed the Lord that they believed Him. They were trusting that He knew what was best. That's all God wanted them to do, just believe what He said. It was like God was saying, "Trust me." So that's the way it was in the beginning. Perfect people trusting a perfect God and enjoying a perfect world.
But then Satan, that very bad and cruel angel, visited Adam and Eve in the beautiful garden. He told Adam and Eve that God was hiding something good from them. Satan said that if they ate the fruit from the special tree, then they would be just like God. What should Adam and Eve do? Was Satan telling the truth, or was he lying to them? If they believed Satan, they'd eat the fruit. But if they believed God, they wouldn't. Who should they believe, God or Satan? Who should they trust?
Do you know what? Adam and Eve began to think that being perfect people in God's perfect garden wasn't such a great thing after all. They wanted more. They wanted to be like God. So they did the one thing that God told them not to do. They ate the fruit. Adam and Eve believed Satan's lie. They felt that Satan knew better than God what was good for them. They broke God's one simple rule. They took sides with Satan against God. Isn't that sad? When people don't do what God asked them to do, it always brings sadness.
When Adam and Eve disobeyed God's one rule, the whole world changed. It was no longer safe and perfect. Weeds and thorns grew out of the ground. The animals started to kill each other. The world became a scary place, full of selfishness, sickness, and sadness, a place of death. Sin always spoils things. It ruined God's perfect world. It destroyed the special friendship God had with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve thought that they were choosing what was best, but their choice to disobey God ruined everything.
God told Adam and Eve that because they had sinned, their bodies would someday stop working. They would die. Have you ever wondered why people die? The Bible says that death came into the world because of Adam and Eve's sin. Death is a horrible thing. When someone dies, it means that the real them no longer lives on earth. They have gone, never to return. That's why when you go to a funeral, people are sad. Their friend is gone. They feel all alone. They cry and really hurt inside. That is what the Bible means when it talks about death. It means you are separated from a friend.
When Adam and Eve joined Satan's side, they were separated from their friend. They were separated from God. The friendship was over. It was gone. They felt all alone. They must have cried and hurt inside. It was very, very sad. Adam and Eve were separated from their best friend. But as if that wasn't bad enough, because they had joined Satan, when their bodies died, they would have to go and live in his terrible home. Adam and Eve would be separated from God forever. This was such sad news. It was like a second death. Adam and Eve must have felt terrible.
But then God told Adam and Eve some really good news. The Bible says that God loved them so much that he made a way for them to be perfect again. If they came to God his way, God would allow them to live in heaven. So Adam and Eve had a choice. They could come God's way and live forever in God's perfect home in heaven, or they could ignore God's way and live forever in Satan's terrible home. There were no other choices. Only perfect people can live with a perfect God. Which home do you think Adam and Eve wanted to live in?
So the Bible tells me we all die. It's not the news I want to hear. With all this talk of sin and death, I find my heart is full of fear. If I should die, I'd like to know.